The day of reckoning is almost upon us, as in the days of Noah. Father, we thank you for the spirit of prophecy as the spirit of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, anoint our lips, anoint the meditations that are coming out of our heart over prophetic words out of Psalms and these days and times. Anoint those who are going to listen to this, that they would have eyes to see and ears to hear, and that they would understand with their heart. We just thank you for this opportunity. God bless you. We live in the most extraordinary times. And our Lord said that before his return, it would be as in the days of Noah, which he has begun to open the scrolls and the books. As it says in Daniel 12, those that were closed till the end times when people would be running to and fro, and knowledge would increase. Well, the running to and fro isn't happening very much because of these days. But what is happening is the opening of understanding and knowledge of the book, the scroll, which speaks of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to address a couple of things. This is more of an exhortation. One is to those who are the righteous, and the other is to the wicked, what their fate is. Because the day of reckoning means it's a reckoning of the scales. And people's actions are going to be weighed and judged. And then judgment is going to be released. The judgment is the sentence for the transgression, whatever it may be. And the purpose is for the judgment is to bring people to repentance so that they will enter in to the eternal life and not end up in hell. This is our prayer, and that many would hear, and that his message would go out, to the ends of the earth. All right, let's look. Then, since I'm talking about the wicked, what the scriptures, the Psalms, the songs say about the wicked, what's going to happen to them. Now, Psalm 7 is that scripture. And it's a song of David, which he sings to the Lord concerning his words, the words of Cush the Benjamite. So words, we hear all kinds of words, there's all kinds of lies and flies. They run around, words. And the truth, the word made flesh, the truth, the way and everlasting life is Jesus the Messiah, the Aleph and the Tav. He holds the keys of death and hell. O Lord my God, in you do I put my trust. Save me from all of them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rendering it in pieces while there is none to deliver. This is what the wicked do to the righteous. O Lord my God, if I have done this, false accusations, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil to him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to judgment that you have commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass you about for their sakes. Therefore return you on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saves the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Every day. If he turns not, he will whet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordains his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travails with iniquity and has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. Excuse my allergies. He made a pit and dug it and has fallen into the ditch, which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen and amen. So here we have, this is how God views the wicked from the point of those who follow him and are upright in heart. Doesn't mean we're perfect. It means that we acknowledge when we're not perfect and ask for forgiveness from Jesus Christ. And repent of it, turn the other way, and his blood will cover our sins and make us white, white as snow. And we are no longer walking in darkness. Pardon me. Now, what is our posture supposed to be? The church, those who love the Lord, we're trying to follow him. Because the days are, the day of reckoning, the day of the Lord is going to be upon us swiftly. Even if it's 3.5 years or 3 weeks or whenever it is. Our posture should be Psalm 37. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be you envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall shine forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings the wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, you shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have beat their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of an upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish. And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and he that be accursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree, yet he passed away. And lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And let me just conclude with this scripture. Luke 21:26. Man's heart is failing them for fear and for looking for those things that are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And when these things come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And the day of reckoning is on the way. Peace, shalom to you. And remember, God is love. Blessings. Bye.